This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on pies. It's coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Oh. Oh. Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, guy, we just landed. It's Kenny Tomac.
Kenny!
ATL, I just got in from TPA through MCO.
Whoa.
Just trying to hit the Starbucks before I head to the gate. I'm at B19.
Uh-huh.
I have to go all the way to Bravo 54 in less than 20 minutes.
Good Lord.
It's a lifetime in my world.
I'll bet.
I know. I had to call you guys today because...
Hey, Tarmac!
Oh, crap. Bob and Tom, it's that same guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, a huge client of ours, and I'll be damned if I always forget his name.
This guy?
Oh, man. Oh, time. Maybe it'll come to me this time. I got to find out this guy's name.
All right.
Kenneth Ulysses Nelson Tarmac.
I know.
Wow, that is a mouthful.
Yeah.
Kenneth Ulysses Nelson Tarmac.
Yeah, my dad. His two heroes were President Grant and Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
He was early on Mandela. I can't believe you know my whole name. Well, just for kicks, what's your full name, sir? I bet it doesn't roll off the tongue like mine.
No, that's a mouthful, I gotta tell you. Hey, I don't have the four names like you. I'm not Catholic. I just got the three. So just take William and combo that up with my first and last name.
Oh. Yeah, we'll do.
Bob and Tom, I think this might do it.
Okay.
Hey, check this out. Look what Tobit gave us for a bonus this year, cowboy. Only gold-level guys got these. Customized Corinthian leather business card holders.
Ooh.
I rock it old school. I don't keep crap on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I'm saving the top spot just for you, Mr. Numero Uno. Now that rolls off the tongue. Give me that card over here.
Hey, Kenny, you're not going to believe this, but I just gave my last card away.
Oh.
And they are beauties, 100% acrylic.
Wow.
Oh. I promise I'll have a card for you next time. You know, in fact, I just gave away my last card to Rick Ramica from Ducor.
Ducor? That's our top competitor now, Junior. When did Ramica change teams?
He's been with him since the holidays. Actually, he and his family came over for our annual Christmas party. I told you, you're always welcome to come. All you got to do is call.
I know.
You know my name's in the book.
Just busy.
Just look it up. Yeah, Ramica and his wife got me and the little lady personalized Snuggies.
Wow.
Ooh. Our names are stitched right on the front.
Nice. Your names are on the front? No kid, you got a picture of those? I'd almost pay.
Sorry, Kenny, no photos. We love those things. They are a big hit.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I knew I'd see you again, and I just hung onto your gift card right here in my carry-on. I actually have a few of them. Went all out with gift card medleys this year for our top clients. I certainly want to just pop them in the mail. Baba Tom, hang tight. I got to do some quick re-gifting.
All right.
He likes to personalize things now. It's Tobik Sumoto. Yeah, here you go. Brand new one.
Oh.
Circuit City. Thanks, Kenny.
That's not all. This one. This one's good for $100.
Oh.
Montgomery Ward.
Oh, they got everything.
You're too kind.
I know. I know. And here's another one, but I'm going to need you to sign for this one. It's like a membership thing.
Oh. Yeah, a service merchandise, huh?
Yeah, you're gonna have to sign right here, Chief. Uh-huh. Let it rip. Just sign right here.
Yeah, I know. They when I used to go in there, they always had you sign stuff. So, okay, here's the thing. Oh, you got a Sharpie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Here you go.
Wow, you a doctor now, too? That's pretty much a straight line, Shooter. Looks like one of the answers on Final Jeopardy when the people are just guessing and the last few letters kind of fade away. Maybe you should print right under so the people at Service Merchandise don't question anything.
Look, I don't know, Kenny. I got to get going. I don't even think there's a store around my house anymore.
Huh.
I got to get going. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on the VIP list for our convention out in Scottsdale.
Oh.
It is beautiful out there.
Will do, yeah, son. Is. Will do.
And do me a favor, hit me up on Twitter.
Okay, no problem, Big Tommy. What's your handle on Twitter?
You ain't going to believe this. I'm one of the rare guys that actually got his name as my handle.
Wow.
That is rare.
Woo! Don't I know.
Gotta go.
Don't I know. I got to stay tuned. See you in Phoenix.
I got to make a quick phone call.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yes. Wow.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with a special... No, it's Greg Warren. It's not a special guest.
There we go.
Hey. There he is.
Look at that handsome man. it's what we call the Warren Report.
Is that Warren Cromartie?
That is Warren Cromartie, Chick.
One of my favorite ball players ever. I love his
Chick,
name.
Did you know that he played... So he played and then he took 8 years off from MLB and came back and played a half a season and hit .316.
Yep. It was an amazing ball player. Played for the Expos and he was just the best. Warren Cromartie.
What did he do during his time off?
He was in Japan playing, I think, most of that time.
Oh, okay.
And I think he was a gardener. Actually, he raised peonies there.
Is that right?
Have I made you happy?
Isn't that something?
Warren,
make it all
the
come
peony
back.
King Cromartie.
Greg Warren always has a photograph, or typically behind him, of someone also named Warren.
Doesn't it look like he's broadcasting this morning from a small cell?
It does.
It does look like picture. You're going to be winking in Morse code. I've been tortured like your Lloyd Booker.
There it
Pueblo.
Is.
Read your history, kids. Now,
look, got mad at us.
Well, that's because Lloyd Booker and the Pueblo. And never mind. Greg, what's your topic today, buddy?
Well, thanks for asking, Chick. I wanted to talk today about the history of pie.
Oh,
the number or the pastry?
The pastry. Thank you.
Good.
Clarifying.
It is my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you, Greg. This is a topic near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, it's probably started with the Egyptians, then the Greeks, then the Romans. The Romans were the first ones to put a cover on the pie, a top crust. And they had the first recorded recipe for pie. It was rye crusted goat cheese with honey.
Ooh. Doesn't that sound like something?
Ooh.
Now, back in the day, guys, pies were more, the crust was more of a Ziploc bag, if you will. They didn't eat the crust. It was made to preserve things, for the winter or for sea voyages, things like that. Yeah. So people didn't really eat the crust. And the crust were, there was a lot more crust, often more crust than pie.
Greg, which, back then, didn't they eat a lot of rabbit or Hasenpfeffer, if you will?
Yes.
Widely known as hair pie.
See what he did? Yeah, I know. I share your dismay, Greg.
I mean, Chick, I work on these things. You know?
I know. You get up. You want to contribute and
research. I'm trying to educate people out there, and this idiot.
Just because it's his birthday.
Asking. I thought it was a fair question.
Okay. No hair pie.
All right.
So by definition, the Oxford English Dictionary, to be a pie, you do have to have a top crust. Ah. So most of what we eat in the U.S. is technically a tart.
Oh.
You ever eaten a tart?
I have.
Why would you?
I think you're referring to the word tart that describes a woman. And I was curious about that, Tom. I looked it up. A tart is a woman that dresses or behaves in a way that is considered inappropriate. Often, she is younger and more attractive than the woman that feels she dresses or behaves in a way that is considered inappropriate. Back in the day, I know Josh was leading to a horrible joke, but back in the day, it was mostly meat pies, often birds. And again, remember, they didn't eat the crust. These were just sort of preservatives or, Tupperware. Often the legs of the birds hung out the sides, and they used those legs for handles to carry the pie.
That's amazing.
Yes. Now, get this. You know that that nursery rhyme, 4 and 20
blackbirds baked in a pie?
Right.
When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't it a dainty dish to set before the king? That's real. Back in the day, the upper class entertained their guests by having a pie open and birds flying out, or frogs or turtles or rabbits. They put live animals in the pie, and that was a way to sort of entertain the guests.
That rabbit pie.
Yeah.
Josh, didn't you have something?
He did. No, yeah, I did, Chick. Thanks for bringing that up.
I did.
So I'm sorry, they put the birds, I get from the rhyme, but they put like rabbits and furry animals?
Yeah. And then the pie would open and the rabbits would hop out and the guests would be
delighted, I bet.
That'd be a fur pie.
Delighted?
That would be a fur pie. That'd be a you got your hair pie, your fur pie.
Hair pie, fur pie.
Sometimes turned into a burger, the fur burger.
Now, in the late 20th century, I believe, eagles were starting to be used. Those were the bald pie became very popular.
Yeah. Made a big comeback recently.
That's a shaven vagina.
Yeah.
Thank you for painting the picture, Picasso.
Greg looked confused.
Oh, okay.
I looks befuddled.
Sort of.
Ashamed, I think is the word you're looking for. I'm sorry, Greg.
I knew where this was going a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I brought this on myself. If you thought the birds and the rabbits flying out of the pie was disturbing, Charles the First.
Chucky won.
Charlemagne.
He put a young boy with dwarfism in a pie.
Oh my God!
Yes,
they put Dinklage. They put Dinklage in a pie.
Yes, he was 7 years old at the time. So he was 18 inches, and he dressed him up in armor, and he got out and recited poetry and marched around to entertain the guests. Okay. This kid eventually became like a pretty famous. King's Court entertainer.
So, really? I was going to say, now that is a hell of an act.
Yeah, that's an act. That's an act.
They made a guy
pie. If you're one of these Hollywood childhood stars this kid doesn't want to hear you whining about your, you know, your lost childhood. Like, yeah. Really, Corey Feldman? You had to work late hours? Let me ask you this. Did they happen to bake you? Did they put you in a pastry? Yeah, and it gets crazy. Now this, and I read this in a couple of places, so I guess it happened. At one point, there were 28 musicians in a pod.
Oh my lord!
28 music. That's like half of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, there aren't that many musicians in Humble Pie.
That's either a really big pie or really small musicians.
It could be that. Yeah,
and their instruments.
And their instruments, I believe. Yeah.
What kind of oven did they have that they could bake a pie that big?
Oh, I don't know.
It's pretty impressive. I think, I wonder if there's one guy, you know, at the party that didn't get what was going on. Like, hey, we still get to eat the dwarf, though, right?
And
like,
oh.
Hey, no, man, it's just musicians.
We're just letting it go to waste?
No, man, it's not for eating. It's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was the thing, man. I mean, I guess you just, this pie came out. You didn't know what was going to be in it. Man, I swear I can tell by that pie. That's going to be REO Speedwagon, man.
Greg, you think this was the beginning of the wimp woman jumping out of a cake?
Mm-hmm. Oh. No, that was the beginning of that was the movie with Under Siege with Steven Seagal and Erica Oliniak.
Oh, okay. I think we all remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, chick in that movie, they hired her as a stripper, jump out of that cake. She wound up helping Seagal take over that submarine.
Damn right she did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She was kind of part of it.
Just a cook. Submarine, really. I'm nothing more than a cook.
I don't think I've
so
seen
when
the
did
movie.
When did pie become what we know as a pie? Which
the well, 1500s one. Were the first times was the first time there was a fruit pie, and then 1621, of course, was the first Thanksgiving, and we were all lied to in grade school. There was no pumpkin pie at that
what?
Affair. Yeah,
no, because pumpkin is hideous, and there shouldn't be a pumpkin.
I love pumpkin pies. You shut up.
Tom, awesome. I can bake a good pumpkin pie. I'll make you one.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait for this Thanksgiving just for that. Mm-hmm. That'll be
something. Yeah. You know, there's now, this is a comedy show.
Allegedly.
Occasionally.
Yeah, sometimes.
We'll get back to that in about 10 minutes.
We'll get back to that in about 10 minutes.
Greg, don't you lie, man. Don't you listen to
it. Greg, you're doing great, buddy.
We're having a great time.
You had that thing about the...
If this ship goes down, I had very little to do with it.
No, it's all
so what pie was that Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
He just said pies.
Oh, meat pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meat pies, yeah. Yeah, no, there was no pumpkin back then. Okay. Now, the first movie with a pie in the face, Josh, what was it?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. What was it?
Well, there's some a little bit of controversy. 1909, Ben Turpin starred in Mr. Flip. There's no copy of that movie, so people argue whether it happened or not. But
okay.
Definitely 1913, a Max Sennett production.
Sure.
A Noise from the Deep. Mabel Normand threw a pie in Fatty Arbuckle's face.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the first time. Now, the biggest pie movie, Tom, do you know this?
The Great Race, right?
American Pie?
No, Great Race had a lot of pies, but 1927 Battle of the Century.
Wow.
It was a Laurel and Hardy film. 4,000 pies were thrown at each other.
Wow.
In that. Yeah. And then the Stooges had 1941 in the Sweet Pie and Pie.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. Those guys could really write comedy, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could.
Let's throw a pie at him or hit him in the face with a hammer. Man, oh, man. Funny.
A lot of fun wordplay in those.
Funny stuff. Right. Well, yeah, Sweet Pie and Pie. I just heard some.
The first cherry pie was made for Elizabeth the First, actually.
As a joke.
Yeah.
Here you go, you old horn dog.
Yeah, they use maraschino cherries. It didn't taste real good.
I could not get a read on what the rankings of the pies are. It just wasn't out there. There's a lot of, a lot of competing ideas, but from what I can tell, apple is the number one pie. Yeah, then pumpkin, and then it gets a little hazy after that. Some say chocolate, followed by lemon meringue, followed by cherry.
Greg, where do you fall on the Boston cream pie debate? More of a cake.
It's not a debate. It's a cake.
It's not a pie. They say it's pie, don't they?
Wonder why they call it a pie.
Josh, the internet says it's a cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite pie, Mr. Greg Warren?
Well, I would say probably a sweet potato pie.
All right, now how about to eat, Nancy?
I didn't know you were such a baker.
Yeah.
You know, no, I can bake. There.
Can you bake?
Old Grandma Warren over there.
I have no idea.
You're trying to make fun of me, and I don't care.
When Grandma Warren makes you a delicious cake, Josh, you're not going to turn it down.
Well, Grandma Warren hasn't made me anything.
You care a little bit.
Bought me plenty.
I don't care, chick. I'm a good baker. Okay. Josh, I'd say probably a French silk pie.
That's a fine choice.
One. That is. Yeah.
Chick
good
McGee,
one.
Your favorite pie?
Pecan pie. Begins and ends with pecan.
Josh?
Okay. Favorite pie? Apple.
Dumb. Real dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You know what a shoe fly pie is, guys?
Yeah, we talked about that.
We have talked about it.
Shoe-fly. It's a wet bottom pie.
You make the rocket world go round.
Wet bottom pie.
Dredge up that audio turd.
Well, that's the second Queen song he's had a problem with in the last.
He doesn't care. No, he has a problem.
You should have. You weren't here for the Major Lance hour.
Oh God. Okay.
Much better artist than the Queen.
Shoe fly pie is a molasses wet bottom pie, and they baked it. They would put it out in an area to attract the flies to get them out of the kitchen.
Ugh. Wasn't Molasses Wet Bottom one of the finest blues musicians of the 1920s?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he's real good.
Tenor sax.
Todd Bird, everything you knew.
Now, every year for Christmas, I get everybody pies from our pie lady.
Yeah, we hear. I think you're setting a record. May is the earliest you've ever. This is absolutely the earliest you've held it over our heads.
I have to do a major survey.
Yes.
Pie everybody likes.
Oh, don't do it. You have people.
A major survey. He sends out one email saying,
pie
do you want?
No, he doesn't send an email.
Amy sends it out.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't send it out, there's hell to pay.
Oh, yeah.
That peanut butter pie is my favorite pie.
That's where I'm going with this. That peanut butter pie that she makes is the best.
Does it have a roof? I don't think it has a roof.
There's no roof on it.
Nope.
That's a tart.
It's a tart. It's a peanut butter tart. So every Christmas you get us tarts. She's the tart lady.
You know what I found out during quarantine? I was making pie filling.
Yeah.
You don't even need to put it in a pie. You can just put it in a jar and eat pie filling with a spoon.
Spoon it right out.
Yeah. At home.
Absolutely.
What you got there is jelly.
Now,
I believe I'm going to make a mess of jelly.
Do you get pie?
Who's that guy?
A mess of jelly.
Do you get pie when you go out to eat, Greg?
Rarely.
Yeah,
rarely. I did eat a whole pie at Perkins one time.
What?
Good for you, man.
Tell us about it. Don't leave out anything. What flavor was it?
It was a French silk pie. It was after a show at Go Bananas back about, 25 years ago. And I had just met the comedian Eddie Ift, very funny guy. We did a show together. And it was about 1 a.m. I think I could eat a whole pie tonight. And he's like, no, you can't. And I ate an entire French silk pie.
If I'm not mistaken, your bowels bound up a little bit, did they?
Yeah, man, there was about a 10-year period after wrestling that I rebelled against all the weight cutting that I
was going to say,
college.
Man, that's, yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't good, but it was fun. Time.
If I'm looking at the schedule correctly here, it looks like you're going to be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock coming up Wednesday, June 1st through Saturday, June 4th.
All right.
Yeah, Tom, you don't care for some of these names, right?
I think naming a business after a mental illness is hilarious.
What about bipolars? Is that going to open up any areas?
We're going to be at Schizos.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why?
Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes,
y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said, because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.